Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Good to be here. Good to see you here with me.
Good to hear you. I can hear you. Everybody's breathing heavy.
That's good.
This means that we're having fun. That's what it's all about here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans, 45 plus years of being touching, tasting, feeling. Yeah, actually, I've burned a few fingers on those exhaust manifolds. Why? Yeah, it's because you just have to sometimes. Yes, 45 plus years, mechanicking, being a technician, auto appraiser. Yeah, values, my friends, values, cars, everything cars. As this last hour I mentioned to one of our great our charter members. Now, of course, when you're a charter member, that means that you're listening. Everyone's a charter member, and Bill called in. And a shout-out goes out to our News Talk KBUI AM 670 and 93.1 FM station where Bill's listening to us on, right in the Boise, Idaho. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you. Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, Mountain Home. We got pretty good coverage. 50,000 watts. There's our Ooga horn. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house, and he's got the email bag. He takes care of your emails. And he's already blown his Ooga horn. That means it's time to go into the email bag. Let's do it. And he set this email bag almost on my lap there. Thanks, Eddie. Let's dig right in there and see if we can get us an email right here on this hour of Auto World. There's one. I crumpled up a bunch of them there. Sorry about that. Eddie, the engine emailer, taking care of it all. Have you seen Delivering David lately? No? Yeah, Delivering David. He's out there always trying to bring in, find good news and stuff for us, but he's driving the Datsun B210. Hey, I want to thank Trey. Trey, one of our charter members down listening in Southern Illinois. Thanks, Trey. Again, he sent me a photo of a Datsun B210. Oh, yeah. Oh, Delivering David's got twin turbos on his now. He likes to make that thing rock and roll. Okay, this email I can read on the air, looks like. And if you do not want me to read your email on the air live, just put on there, do not, however you want to do it, and I won't. But you can change your name if you want to, and change your name up there. All I ask is I'd like to know where you're listening to me from, what Auto World affiliates radio station or an app, or you know, if you're listening to us on GCNLive.com. And GCNLive.com is the best way to get the hour that your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now, if they do not take all the hours of Auto World, which is three total, all week long, three for the full week. You can go to GCNLive.com and just look for Auto World, and you'll see me sitting there smiling, of course, behind my silver microphone. Let's see. Let's go right to it here. Okay. See, there's no name, so we're gonna read the email here. It says, "Great show, Mark. I enjoy all the info you deliver." Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Need your help. Maybe some tips. I'm trying to replace my fuel pump module in my Audi A4. I've spent all weekend getting the fuel tank out. What a blankety-blank job. I agree. Now that I have the access to the module, I can't get the top ring to turn. Mark, help. Do you have any tips? ? Thank you, sir. Wife and I are tuning in on KEYS in Corpus Christi, Texas. Awesome. Well, appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate station there, Corpus Christi, Texas, taking all 3 hours of Auto World. Thank you very much. That is. Our shout-out horn is working good. We got some 12-volt power. I think we might have hooked that up to a 24-volt system. That's what I'm talking about. Shout-out goes out to KEYS, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM. They're in Portland and Mathis and Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas. I appreciate all of you tuning in and staying in touch with us here through emails and phone calls, and I'll appreciate keeping your ears on for us here. Now, this is the wife and I, so like I said, you do not have to put your name in here. So I'm going to get this wife and I fixed here right away. So, okay, first off, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the truth is the truth, and that's what I talk, period. The facts and the truth. Behind the silver microphone every week, and 28 hours a day, I even talk the truth in my dreams, folks, when I'm sleeping, period. And yes, I do dream about cars all the time. You've got an Audi A4, and you spent all weekend to get the fuel tank out to get to the fuel pump module. You didn't have to do that. The best way for me to say the truth is the truth. There's an access panel underneath the passenger seat in the right rear. Yep. Those tanks on those Audis are plastic, but they're like molded around everything. And you did spend the weekend, I guarantee, like you stated in your email here. But you didn't have to pull the tank out to get to the fuel pump module. Just pull up the bottom of the back seat, and over on the right side of the rear seat, you'll see an access panel. 3 bolts. Pull that lid off. And there, right underneath that lid, is that ring that you can't get turned. So now we know. So everybody listening, see, this is why I like going into the email bag, to help all of you, coast to coast, and of course all you folks over there in Australia and listening across the pond. Thank you. Appreciate that. Frankfurt, Germany. Hello. Appreciate you. Access panel. So I don't care, folks, I'm just going to talk a little bit about this right now, because I want to save all of you, especially this gentleman here, from having to go to all that work, because you end up having to go to the chiropractor later. And I want you here with me to have fun here on Auto World. Check to see if there's an access panel in your trunk. Just pull up the mat. Look for a little window access panel. Pull up the back seat. There will be an access panel to most of these electronically controlled fuel pump modules. So now, let's get to the top ring that you're saying here that you cannot, if I have any tips to get the top ring to unscrew. First off, yes, they all, I don't care if you've got an Audi or a Chevrolet, all the retaining rings on the top of these fuel pump modules turn counterclockwise. CC. How to get them to turn counterclockwise? They are pressurized. Folks, when you put in a fuel pump module, you have to push down on it and then turn the ring clockwise, CW. Now, here's my tip. The Audi has a plastic ring. It's huge, really good size. It screws down on the gas tank. You can't take the PB blaster on plastic and spray it on there. It will not help you. It's not metal. It will not help that break loose. It won't help at all, so don't do it. Don't take any WD-40. Don't spray anything on there. We do not want to contaminate the fuel that's in there. Besides that, it won't help. There's special tools that you can buy. Uh-oh. Yep, you can buy a special tool, and you can go to .com, that good old internet, the interweb, Amazon, and they're not that much money. It's a special tool. They're probably $24. I have probably 300 of those things in my toolbox. I'm serious. It's like every time I go to do a fuel pump module, the ring is a different style, you know, style fitting. So I have to buy the tool. Anyway, that helps you from, see, when you take that, you got to buy the Audi A4 Audi. Audi and Lexus are the same tool. And what it does is the bar goes down into the fingers of the plastic ring on the right, left side, and then you take the 3/8 ratchet or half-inch ratchet. Depends on what you'd like to buy. The half-inch I'd recommend. The bigger the ratchet, the easier it is to turn. And it unscrews the plastic ring equally in order for it to come out. Now, that's the only thing that keeps, and there's no ring there too, by the way, but that's the wife and I there, email-wise, in Corpus Christi, Texas. That is so tight on there from the factory because the machine put it on. That's why you can't unscrew it. And you can't take a screwdriver like you've been doing with a hammer. Don't do that. You'll crack the fuel tank, let alone crack the ring. So go to the internet, buy the ring, and let's get this fuel pump module done. I appreciate you. Email. Send me back another email with your address, and I'll get you out a detailed gift bag coming your way. Thanks, Corpus Christi. Appreciate it. KEYS, 1440 AM, 98.7 FM. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. I told that girl.
Keep that car clean for me. Fill the gas tank up full of that electricity, if you would. Thank you. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Great to have you along. It's an honor. Just I get all warm and fuzzy just thinking about you being here with me. Appreciate that. My engine's, well, the microphone temperature looks like about 122 degrees. Awesome. Okay, a little trivia for you here on this hour of Auto World. V6s. The V6 may have become fashionable in the late 80s, but an Italian maker, Lancia, introduced a production of bent six in 1950. Uh-oh. Teletype's going off. That thing's still working. What? There's the report. I can't hardly believe that the teletype still works. But it is. Yay! And that means one thing, that it has a report on it that comes into Auto World, the Greasy Garage Studio, and it looks like it, oh, this is a good one. General Motors is considering developing an electric compact truck to revive against the Ford Maverick? What? Yep. Ford Maverick, it's a four-door pickup truck. Remember the days when the Ford Maverick was a two-door and a four-door car? Yep. Not anymore. Ford Maverick, being one of the Blue Oval's top-selling pickup trucks. You like them because you're buying them, top-selling pickup trucks. Other automakers, though, have been keeping a watchful eye on taking notes on what the Ford Maverick's been up to, that compact truck. It hit really big with the critics and customers in a good way. But General Motors has got them in their crosshairs right now, is gauging customer interest in the possibility of developing a rival to the Maverick. But not just a regular rival, a fully electric one. GM is still in, well, they're in the exploration phase of exploring it. Electric compact pickup truck, reportedly being a little smaller than the Ford Maverick and the Hyundai Santa Cruz. Now, are you familiar, folks, with the Santa Cruz? The Santa Cruz is a four-door. Well, the best way for me to say it, it has a pickup box on the back of it. I did do a test drive one of those with one of my friends slash clients. We went, he was thinking about purchasing one. So I said, let's go for it. Let's go for a drive and ride. We went down to the Hyundai dealer and got in it and drove it. Now, if you remember the Subaru Brat was also, well, it had two doors and then a pickup box in the back, and they didn't stretch it long enough to put a back seat in there. They just had two doors, so what did the Subaru Brat people do? They put the two seats in the back of the pickup box and pointed them backwards so the people that were in the Subaru Brat sitting in the back pickup box could smell the fumes of the ICE engine. Okay, back to the Ford Maverick and General Motors. Well, General Motors, little electric compact pickup truck, a little smaller than the Ford Maverick, and also a little smaller than the Hyundai Santa Cruz. It will have roughly a 4 to 4.5-foot bed, two doors, a lower roof line, and here's the price. MSRP of less than $30,000. Now, their General Motors is saying they're intending to appeal to the younger audience. They want the younger audience. That's why there's only two doors. No kids, if you know what I mean. They don't have kids yet. They want something sporty. Now, General Motors right now, the officials at General Motors are still in process of gathering a lot of input that would, well, make this truck ideal vehicle. Input from you and make this vehicle, a truck, of course, and built correctly for you. They want to build a good customer base before they build it. The compact EV truck will be produced. The automaker is eagerly collecting information from all of us, and they're collecting information from guess where? They're getting the information from the Ford Maverick customers. That's right. Do you have a Ford Maverick? Do you own one? And did you get a little survey paper in the mail from General Motors asking you what you liked about your Ford Maverick? Well, now that's another little new twist, isn't it? Yeah. Who would have thunked? General Motors asking Ford customers how they like their vehicle, what they do or don't like about it, in order to build something that's maybe a little bit better, that you might like better, and you trade your Ford Maverick in for a General Motors all-electric. I have no idea, but once I find out, I'll let you know what they're going to call it, what the brand is General Motors, but what the model is going to be. So stay tuned. The two-door pickup, all-electric. Again, where's that charge stick at? Okay, talking with that, let's get right to now. I want to do a little housekeeping because I want to make sure that all of you know about the Facebook page, because there's a picture over there of Label Red. Label Red, the brand's most powerful model ever. There's a picture over there, a little teaser picture, a couple of them. What your make and model is that, it's over on our Facebook page. My name is our Facebook address, Mark Evans, and we also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram is Auto World Media. Head on over, take a look. We always like to put up some photos there, have some fun. Spike's up there too, by the way, if you didn't hear the first or second hour of Auto World. Spike is a English bulldog that's going to be in the Mini Cooper. You have to listen to the other hours to find out what that's all about. Anyway, with that, you can go to Google Auto World Mark Evans, and you'll be able to find our podcast and more things about yours truly. Please do. Let me know what you think. Your opinions really, really matter here at Auto World. Email, as always, since 1992, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we have Axelrod Alex sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your phone call at 855-660-4261. Look forward to it. Now, with that said, let's get to it. I want to find out, what's this Label Red automobile? Folks, feel the power of the all-new 2024 BMW XM. Label Red, the brand's most powerful model ever. This is where EV and ICE come together, both in one vehicle. The 2024 BMW XM Label Red takes a step outside the box, folks, compared to the rest of the brand's inventory. BMW's focus is on luxury, as you know, with addition of performance and prestige. It features various sedans and SUVs that, well, admired to the brand. As you know, if you own one, you know what it's all about. The ultimate driving machine, their slogan. But however, we're the winners. Because one brand builds it, another brand says, we're going to outdo you. So they keep raising the bar, and we get to choose what we want to buy. The ultimate driving machine, Label Red, the baddest Beamer ever. Now, what's under the bonnet? What's under the hood? A 4.4 liter. Oh, we're taking a short break. I might have to I'm going to go get a couple Kit Kat bars to get me some horsepower, and we'll be right back. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden is ordering the Defense Department to limit the distribution and access to sensitive information after the recent leak of classified documents. Meantime, a young airman in the Massachusetts Air National Guard is facing criminal charges in the leak of highly classified documents. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says his state is going to lead in regard to protecting reproductive health. The Democrats said that Maryland will have at least a 3-year stockpile of abortion drug mifepristone.
You know, this is the first time that we've actually seen a Supreme Court actively working to take rights away from people. Maryland is going to be a state where we are going to protect reproductive health and reproductive rights.
A three-year-old girl fell from the sixth floor of a Manhattan apartment building. The girl was on a bed that was pushed up against the window when she fell and landed in a grassy area. She's listed in critical but stable condition. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Careful, those speed bumps. Put some curb feelers on that lowrider. The most powerful model ever. Labeled red. Label red. EV and ICE coming together to make it happen, folks. What is it? Well, it's the 2024 BMW XM Label Red. Reassembles the regular XM model, whose 4.4 liter M twin power turbo V8 engine already produces 644 horsepower, 590 pound-feet of torque, and can accelerate 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. But who cares about these stats? These stats are for factory-produced SUVs are already impressive when compared to other similar vehicles, of course. But the XM Label Red manages to pull ahead of the pack. How? By taking advantage of its M hybrid drive system. And by the way, that M does not stand for Mark. I wish it did. Well, it's the M hybrid drive system, which introduces the adrenaline-pumping sensation to the XM model that is felt under BMW's Performance M GmbH models. What? Yep. By introducing a honed electric motor to the 4.4-liter M twin-power turbo V8 engine, they can get a drive system in which both of these components, EV and ICE, play off each other to deliver a system without an output of 550 kW, 748 horsepower, outperforming a standard XM model. Throw it away. It's old. Now, this same hybrid concept used by BMW's new M Hybrid V8 race car, which effectively interplays the electric motors with the V8 engine to deliver an impressive amount of power at a moment's notice. Yep. Did I happen to say BMW's M Hybrid V8 race car? I did. EV and ICE coming together to be the fastest, the most powerful model ever under the ultimate driving machine. Four-wheel drive sport mode, hang on. Push the button, activate it. Traction heavy four-wheel drive sand mode. Oh, sand mode. Now, you're thinking, now why would I want to drive my ultimate XM model in the sand? Well, you just sometimes have to for fun. So look forward to it. It's coming your way. The MX drive system, electronically differential, of course, in the rear. Motors throughout, electric and one gas, 4.4. Stay tuned for more. One thing you can tell what this label red model looks like is it has red around those kidney-shaped grills, which is a BMW. You know, there's, I guess you could call it a slogan. They've got the kidney-shaped grills from way back when. Red. If you want to look at the front of the grill, I have a picture of it there on our Facebook page. That is, again, Mark Evans. We have the Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. Of course, Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. I want to welcome him, of course, with emails at all times. And I want to welcome you to email me with your experiences of maybe, do you call your model a red label, blue label, fast label, slow model, gas hog label? I'd like to know. Oh, Eddie. All I had to do is say his name, and there he goes, saying it's time for emails. Okay, let's go to the email bag and grab an email. I think that's deep enough in the bag. Yeah, there we go. I got it. Okay. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's shaking his head. You don't have to go that deep into the email bag to get one. No, I don't, but I did. Okay. I got an email. Now, the email address, folks, since 1992, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I look forward to your emails. I ask you folks to deliver. Keep them coming. I'd love to help you. If you need help during the week consulting, again, there's no cost, folks. There's no cost to have me. If you have a problem, you don't understand what the tire shop, detail shop, windshield shop, repair shop, transmission shop, you know, there's a lot of shops, tire shop, brake shop, etc. If you don't understand why the cost is what it is, email me. I can call the shop. I can talk to you. I love doing it, and I do a lot of it. So I just want to, you know, shout out to give that to you. This is from Stephen Mary, and I can read it. Let's do it. Help, AW. My wife calls me from work and tells me that she can't get into her car, that the driver's door handle is just flopping around. When she got home from work, I took a peek at it. She's right. When I pull up on the handle, it seems like it's not attached to anything. Uh-oh. Of course, the door won't open, Mark. Is this something that I can repair? Or do I take it to a auto repair shop or baby body shop or the dealership? Thanks for everything you do. Steve and Mary in Sturgis, listening on KYDT. Awesome. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate. Yes. Shout-out goes out to our great Auto World affiliates, which is KYDT 103.1 FM. Sundance, Wyoming. Gillette, Wyoming. Spearfish, South Dakota. And, of course, Sturgis, South Dakota, where Steve and Mary is. Steve, your plastic handle, aren't those fun? Not. Now, you're saying here that you can't get the door open. Now, this is a problemo. Yes. I don't have the year, make, and model. Now, these are all different, Steve, Mary, meaning that some of these door panels, well, most of the door panels are plastic clipped in. You just push them. The clips are into the door panel itself, and then they just push into the holes in the metal of the door. But the problem is, if you can't get the door open, what I want you to do is be able to get in there to grab the metal rod that you can pull with your hand, and then the door will open up. Okay? So, here's the problem. Most of the cars, if the door is closed and you can't get the door open, because the handle's broke, then you can't get the inside door panel off because the driver's seat's in the way, and some of these cars are built so tight that the front inside panel of the door, when you close the door, which yours is up against the end of the dash, and you don't have any room to pull the panel off. This is probably why you're emailing. Mark, help! Okay, so here's what you got to do. Sorry, Steve, you're going to have to break the outside door handle. You heard me. They're not that much money. I think I just paid $25 for an inside door handle the other day. I think I paid the day before that. Literally, we did an outside door handle on a Chevrolet. I had to break it. It was like $18. And I just put it in there. What I'm saying is that, Steve, you got to be able to get into get the door handle broke. Without, you can just hit the thing. I usually use a couple pairs of pliers, and you just twist it. It breaks. It cracks it and breaks it. This is pot metal or plastic. No big deal. You're going to have to buy a new one, of course. But that gets you to the rod that opens the door with long needle nose. Once those long needle nose, you got the hole exposed. You can get in there with a long needle nose through that hole where the outside door handle is. Pull the rod. The door opens. And now you can take the inside door panel off to get and replace the inside door handle assembly. So overall, you're going to spend probably, parts-wise, you're going to spend $50 maybe, if that. Dorman is the brand, by the way. Dorman is the brand of product that they build and make a lot of plastic door clips, which you're going to probably need, by the way, and door handles if you don't want to spend the big money at the dealership. Now, I got to remember... tell you that, in fact, I'll tell you after this little short break, our sponsors, local and nationwide, have some secret sauce to tell you, and we'll come back with Steve and Mary in Sturgis. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
The speeds just keep getting faster and faster out there for the highway patrolmen to and women to catch us, huh? But our cars can do it, and so can theirs. So be careful out there. I just see a lot of motorcycle police now. Warm weather. Yes, that's why. Okay, all right. Be careful out there if you're riding your motorcycle. I'll be getting mine out again and doing a little bit of, well, it's an enduro. You know, I do a little bit of dirt driving, and then I can drive, also drive it on the street. But I really like to drive it on the dirt. I don't like to try to blend in with the metal that's on the road today. Hey, let's go back to Sturgis, South Dakota, help Steve and Marion finish up here with their email. They're listening to us on KYDT 103.1 FM right there in Sturgis, South Dakota. Good to have you folks along. There's our shout-out horn again. Absolutely. It's always there. We have a steering wheel here. We're the horn button. Why not? And so we're talking about trying to get that door panel off. You got to break, because the wife's telling you that the door handle's just flopping around there. You break, you can't get the door panel off because you can't get the door open. So, what I just wanted to point out to you, Steve, there is that you just break the outside door handle, get in there with some long needle nose, pull the rod, that'll open the door. Then you can, take the inside door panel off, and you do this. You can buy the tool, but I've got fingers strong enough. You probably do too. You can just grab the bottom of, look for little screws. You're gonna have to unscrew the door rest, arm rest there, because it's got screws. That's holding the door panel on. Simple things like that. You know, just unscrew that Phillips screwdriver, and then the bottom of the panel. And also where the inside door handle is just flopping around there, you're going to find a screw there. You're going to unscrew that and then push that piece of plastic out. If you've got electric windows and the little electric window modules there, those aren't screwed in, as you notice. There's no screws. So there, you have to push those forward and then, how can I say it? Push forward, lift the back of that up, and then pull back. Oh, yeah, see? Hopefully I made some sense there. And that'll come right up out of there. And then grab the bottom of the door panel and just pop it off. It's just plastic door plugs that will break. Some break, some don't. And you can get also those door plastic plugs. Once you pull the door panel off, you'll break them. But you're not going to hurt the door panel. You just break the little plastic clips. You'll see that they'll fall on the ground. Then you just go to Dorman again through your auto parts store and ask for those door clips. Take one with you, and you're good to go. They go off of your make and model of your car, too. So you're good there. But, yeah, do that, and then you can just pop them back on by just pushing them in there. But you're going to probably end up buying the inside and the outside door handle in order to get the door open. So that's the best way to do it. Thanks again, Steve. Appreciate it. Just want to let you know, too, email me back an address. I can ship you out a little detail bag, gift bag, that has Mother's clay bar in it. So we're going to get that car of your wife's there, and your car, too. Good and clay barred out, good and clean. And then we've got some Meguiar's. I'm going to throw in some Meguiar's. Let's get it smelling good in there. Odor eliminator. Odor eliminator. Just spray it on the carpet. If you've got cloth interior, you can spray it on there. It just gets all the spores of smell out of there. Yuck. Unless you like the smell of McDonald's and Burger King in there, huh? No? Okay, good. Anyway, now the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Absolutely. Two-door, four doors, six, or V8? Well, back in 1970, the Mercury Comet. Oh, the Mercury Comet. I do remember. It was 103 wheelbase. It was a two-door. The four-door was 109.9 inches. It went on sale for $2,276, and you could own a Mercury Comet. As they actually advertised back then, the Comet, it returns. The Comet Dash. Oh, what? It had little wood grain and the horn button. We're talking about horns. They also came out in 1971, the Comet GT model. It went all the way up to $2,395. Their slogan back then for the Comet, better ideas make better cars, the better small car. 22 miles to the gallon was what they boasted. With the six-cylinder, that was in the city. How many miles are you getting with your car, your truck? Has it been going up 22 miles to the gallon? I believe most all of us are probably at least that. Even with the big V8, you know, the diesel truck or the gas truck, four-door big huge monster truck, you're probably getting 23, 24, and if you're not, this is a little Auto World tip. Folks, you have to know that if your gas mileage drops, I don't care if you've got a fuel, gasoline, premium, unleaded, flex fuel, or diesel. Once you notice that you're putting more fuel in the fuel tank, there's a problemo. Meaning that the most simplest thing is that air filter's plugged. When's the last time the spark plugs were replaced? When's the last time anyone even looked at the PCV valve, positive crankcase ventilation valve, that's ticking and sucking up the ventilation that's down in the oil pan area, all the oil pan area, ventilation pressure. You've got to make sure that PCV valve system is clean. And the only way to do that is to replace the PCV valve and make sure that the hose is clean. Now, one thing that I want to point out as Auto World tip is I want you to use all your senses. I want your eyeballs looking for antifreeze leaks. Simple thing like that could save you a lot of money. How about the smell of antifreeze? Are you using your nose to smell oil burning or antifreeze leaking out? Do you smell electrical burning? See, you're using your nose to stop, to fix, and do the preventive maintenance thing. You've got two things you can do. See, the horn's working here. Uh-oh. Just remember, use your senses. Somebody's knocking at the studio door. Eddie, the engine emailer, can you grab the door? Let's do it. Come on in. Who's at the door? It's Delivering David. He's back. Hey, isn't that something? Your ears were burning, weren't they? Yeah, he's nodding his head. How's that Datsun B210 running? Twin turbocharged. Good. Hey, what do you got? Thank you. Appreciate the report. Appreciate that. Oh, my gosh. Delivering David. He knows what to do when he needs to do it. Thank you for delivering it in your Datsun B210 twin turbocharged car. Oh, yeah. Trey sent a photo. I showed it to you. I did? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. Trey, listening to us on down in southern Illinois. South of Chicago area there. Anyway, Delivering David brought us in. What? Lighten up? Oh, yeah, look at this. The latest technology delivers near sunlight lighting in the new Volvo EX90. What? Yeah, you know, you slept in. It's a gray day out there. You slept through your alarm. The birds aren't yet chirping. The neighborhood is still quiet out there. It's pitch black morning. You know, you got to go to work. It's dark out. Well, it hardly beckons you to start the day, doesn't it? You're kind of worn out already. You know, you're tired. You're worn out from the day before. You just need some sunshine. Well, what do? You step inside your car of the Volvo EX90, and there's a hint of sunshine that greets you, turning on everyday commute into a, well, literally a fun time because it lights up your day. How? Well, the all-new Volvo EX90 Folks, they're redefining the premium car experience, lighting up the car's interior with near sunlight delivery through a full suite of 72 sunlight LEDs. 72 of them. Right there. Sunlight. Love it. And you'll feel better. No more gray day.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word this week is electric. Are you taking it for granted, folks? Electricity? How about buying efficient appliances? Have you done that yet? Have you bought an efficient TV that so it does not burn as much electricity as the old one? How about your refrigerator? Oh, how about those computers? I know, you're charging them up, but are they efficient? Are they the old ones that eat up a lot of electricity? How's your electric bill looking? Do you like to save electricity? Turn the switch off when not using the light or the room, please. Let's save electricity. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Welcome back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.